Blog Talk Radio.
The air after Sunday stuff. That's really crazy stuff. We're back up. It was kind of, first of all, we have to apologize to our listeners. There was some technical difficulties coming in. Apparently, they do not want the truth out there. You know, people like Fannie Willis and Jack Smith and all the others, they don't want to hear it. They want to shut us down and everything else. And we had some technical issues. But we're back. We're up and running, and we're going to continue to do so. And we got guests coming in the next few weeks. And you're going to hear a lot about that and everything else. And that's a good thing. Before I introduce my co-host, I just want to say a couple of things here. I've been talking to a lot of people over the last weeks and months, as everybody knows. And I'm telling you, the American people, if you were able to get a feel the temperature of the people. In other words, you don't normally take a temperature to see if you got fever or anything like that. If you could take the temperature of the American people right now, they almost all of it, and I would say almost to the letter, they are so angry at the Democrats. They are so angry at the Rhinos. They are so angry at politicians at Tolo. I will tell you right now, and I'm going to say this, and we'll win the nomination. Trump will be in the White House. Now, the question is he going to be elected through various different ways and things like that? But everyone that we talk to right now, they're bypassing the RNC and other stuff, and they really want to go and donate directly to Trump. They were working for Trump. They want to get Trump to be in there. Some people are scared, one guy said, you know, I'm afraid that he might be in jail. I said, no, first of all, if they arrest him, and he goes to jail, he could win anyway because there's no law prevents him from being disqualified. There's nothing that disqualifies him on that. He could actually win the White House from jail. But it's not going to go that way because in order to go into jail, he has to be found guilty of a trial, and they can't afford to go to trial because there's a thing called discovery. All four cases have something in common. It's called that they don't like Trump challenging the 2020 election. And this is what it comes down to. Under the U.S. Constitution, under this country, under the First Amendment, and under various articles of the Constitution, the President of the United States or any candidate can challenge the results of an election. That's one of the reasons why we're supposed to be a free nation. A lot of people coming into this country to die for the freedom to do things, such as able to speak their mind, such as grow and become successful in life, such as contesting, running for office and contesting if the election, if you believe the election is scanted or crooked or something is wrong. You have the right under every law to challenge it. What's going on in this country right now is the banana republic. This is the communism. This country right now is under attack. You and I and everyone, our freedoms, our liberties, our free speech, our constitution, our ability to think and to say and reason and to do things is being attacked by these leftists. You know, the Democratic Party of Truman, the Democratic Party of Kennedy, the Democratic Party of Stu Jackson, even Humphrey and Johnson is gone, dead and buried. This is the Communist Party. This is Khrushchev and Xi and Castro and all those people around Putin. Everyone that the Democrats say that Trump is supporting is actually they are. Remember what a while back we were talking about deflection and we're using the idiot in Pembroke Pines as a method of deflection. But in reality, the Democrats are the biggest king of deflection. Don't look at what's in my left hand. Look what's in the right hand. Don't look at me for what I'm doing. Look at what Trump is doing and claim everything on Trump. Meanwhile, I'm the one that's doing it. The Democrats are doing it. Everything that they accused Trump of over the years, from Russia, to the phone calls to Ukraine, to everything under the sun, it's the Democrats, Joe Biden and Obama and others, they're the ones that are actually doing it. These are the people that are actually doing the crime, and this is it. We, as an American people, better wake up. If we don't stand up and be counted, we have no freedom. We used to say, a lot of people during World War II, just before World War II, when Hitler came into power, they were going after one neighbor, then the other neighbor, and the outline was, they were coming from my neighbor, I did not do anything. They came from my neighbor on the other end, I did not do anything. They came from my neighbor behind me on my left, they didn't do anything. They came from the neighbor on my right, they didn't do anything. So when it's time for them to come to me, no one's there to defend me. And in other words, it's time for you and I and everyone to basically defend ourselves. We have a Constitution. The First Amendment is the freedom of speech, but the Second Amendment is very important right now. And Joyce Kaufman got right. If ballots don't work, bullets will. The Second Amendment was designed not to defend oneself against criminals, but to defend themselves to take down and eliminate an over-aggressive government. If a government is tyrannical, and like this one is, you and I have the ability under the Second Amendment, under the Constitution of the United States, to change that government. And it's time now to do that. And we got many ways of doing it. Remember Charleston Heston over my dead hands with the guns. That's one way. We have another way that's just been announced. CBS News has announced and it's been verified that Jack Smith is being defunded, which means that his cases and everything have gone down. He won't have any money to do anything. And with Yellen under indictment for treason with China, you're going to see a bunch of other stuff coming down soon. So that's a big thing. That's one way. But you and I and everyone needs to stand up and be counted. We have to fight. We have to do it. It's we can't lay back. If we lay back and let things stay, Biden and the communists are going to destroy us. And Trump was right when he says, they're not going after me. In reality, they're going after you. I'm just in the way. And he is. And he is the only guy, and I don't care who you are in the Republican Party, he is the only guy right now, and I think forever, that has the ability, the heart, the guts, and the pride and the love of this country to take whatever comes at him. And I don't care who you are, Ron DeSantis or Vivek or the idiot, the Pillsbury Doughboy over in the Chris Christie, who has to take up two airline seats. I wonder if he pays for both of them, and others. It is really, really bad news when you have idiots going. We all should be uniting behind Trump, because if they take Trump down, who's going to stand up? Ron DeSantis? He's not conditioned. One of my people I talked to today, they like it, but he's not conditioned. He would be good in 2028, maybe. I think Vivek is a better candidate. He's also a businessman, and he can stand up, and he has been standing up. But there is only one man that could save this country
Marjorie Taylor Greene, Kristi Noem.
Yes, and Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz.
Comey. There's a bunch out there, but that's fine. But it's Trump they're going after, because Trump is so powerful in the sense they know he's going to win traditionally. So they're trying, and they can't use COVID anymore, even though they're trying to sneak in another COVID vaccine. I urge everyone, do not take it. Do not take this vaccine.
That
it's deadly. Every vaccine you get is killing
people. I guarantee it's a killer.
Do not
It'll
take
kill
the vaccine.
You.
Everyone that everyone that I know that took the vaccine, end up getting the COVID anyway. I talked to people that had COVID 3, 4, 5 times, and they took the vaccine and the boosters and all that stuff.
Somebody I know had COVID.
It's Chris.
We took the first hit. I took the Johnson & Johnson, and you did the Pfizer double hit.
Yeah.
And neither one of us got sick.
Neither one of us did.
The flu, right? Remember when I said do not take the flu shot? This year you didn't take it. Don't take it. I don't trust anything in chemical compounds at all from this administration. It's coming out of China. It's coming out of that Wuhan lab, you know, and there's no way I will engage in it, you know. By the way, this is Scarlett Butler, co-host of The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People, radio show, and media network. So anybody who wants to join me and take on the idiots, call in at 515-602-9657, because it's a real banana republic. They're goofy. You cannot, that case from Georgia is goofy. You cannot take a local case from federal. It's a federal case. You cannot do local and commingle. And lied. She lied. You know? And I think that woman is not a real woman. It looks like a man.
I don't know about that. But Fannie Willis, Fannie Willis is part of the Black Panthers. Her father's black, part of the Black Panthers, with terrorist organizations.
Friends with Obama, huh?
Yeah, well, more than that. You know, that stuff, it's all criminal. My friend Charlie Kirk just came from Charlie Kirk on that. Willis alleges that the former president tweets supporting an election fraud hearing on TV, and his attorneys call for citizens to contact elected representatives who are part of an elaborate criminal conspiracy. If you see something, we always say, if you see something, say something. Of course, if you had a hotline, if you saw something that's not right, call it in. They don't want that. See, the left, the Communist Party, they're no longer Democrats. They're communists. They don't want that.
Obama can't continue his stunk shit like he did when he ran for state senator, where they all dropped out, you know?
You can't do that.
It's not going to roll over, okay? It isn't happening anymore. Trump isn't dropping out, Barack. You need to worry about why your chef is dead, why he was dumped in water, but he wasn't drowned, and why did he die? Maybe it's because the woman you're married to is really a man. You know? Why don't you come out and tell them that you're into men? You like to bend over.
Meanwhile, Fannie Willis, Alvin Bragg, and Jack Smith, viewed as deep partisan figures, are targeting the leading contender poised to challenge their party's incumbent president in an unprecedented and highly destructive manner. Less than 3 years ago, former President Trump secured the second highest vote count in U.S. history, outpacing Obama by 5 million and Hillary Clinton by 8 million. Love him or hate him, and allegations of elective fraud aside, Trump got 74 million votes, losing to a 2020 election by a mere 44,000 votes across three states. Trump's perspective is shared by many Americans. Around half of the nation believes that voter fraud is a problem, while a majority of Americans no longer trust the government.
The laws illegally in each state. And that's how they rigged it.
Anyway, the majority of Americans no longer trust the government, media, and our established institutions. So can you imagine how damaging it would be to our nation if during an election year, Fannie Willis, Alan Bragg, and Jack Smith were to lock up Biden's primary political opponent, a candidate cherished by half the nation, on overly political prosecutions? That was coming out of Charlie Kirk.
I still vote for him. If they took him off the ballot, I'd write him in. You cannot delete the people. The people have the final say. You can't do shit. They're nudnecks. They're two-year-old in the head nudnecks. I'm telling you the truth. There have been many contested elections through time. You can contest an election. If you have the right to look at something, you have the right to look at it. To look at the ballots, look how the machines are, look who was overseeing it, the whole process. Telling someone you can't do it is bullshit, because now they opened up the door. Now we're going to check every election, everyone. We're going to go back in time and open up those books. We're going to look at everything. We're going to see and look and slice and dice and read and open. It's a Pandora's box. And everybody who's MAGA is going to help and look at these docs. Because we have the right as the American citizen of the U.S. of A. to look at this, because it's free public information. You can't say no.
Well, Freedom of Information Act.
We'll take it all the way up to the Supreme Court if we are denied.
Like I explained to a number of people on the phone today, when these four different indictments have something in common, it's called elections, and in that, in order to prove that Trump was lying to people, that he knew that the election, he lost the election, they have to prove what's in his mind. In order to prove that he's lying about it, they have to prove that the election itself was legit, was 100% accurate.
They have to show cause within the law.
In other words, they got proof. Yeah, they got proof beyond a reasonable doubt. They got proof beyond a reasonable doubt of any type of doubt that that was 100% legit and there was no cheating or no fraud in there. Like that, and for that to happen, they have to
down from their own ill-gotten gain. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah, because you know what's going to happen is that we have subpoena power. We're going to get every single books, every single ballots, every single computers, every single. We got everything.
You know what? We'll go door to door and ask each person who did they vote for.
Mm-hmm. We know that this whole thing is going to blow up in their face. I urge everyone to tune in on Monday at 11 o'clock. You can tune in on the RSPN. You can tune on the Newsmax. You can tune on OAN. The Truth Is Out There, Voice of People Media Network. You can turn on many other areas that will be covering the press conference in there. We have the evidence. We'll start arresting Democrats starting Monday for fraud, all that stuff.
If they're gonna screw on Trump, we're going to screw on all the ones that contested election.
The first one that's being arrested.
It's different than the other. I say we definitely take out Al Gore. We take out Hillary. We take out Stacey Abrams.
Well, the first one that's being picked up maybe as soon as this weekend is Stacey Abrams and Hillary Clinton.
It's illegal to contest an election, and if it's illegal,
based on what
we're
going to use that line to take down every single Democrat. The Democrats denied election results in over 150 times. Over 150 times.
We're going to go back in time.
All of them are going to be arrested
alive,
starting Monday.
They're
starting
getting
this
arrested. Because according to the Democrats, it's illegal to contest and look at an election. You can't have your cake and eat it too, fools. Stupid.
Right.
You should have thought about it before you started fucking on him. Because let me tell you something. The American people are not stupid. We are smart. Okay? And we will never, ever, ever shut up. I will never, ever be censored. I have the Constitution. I live in the great experience, the best country in this whole thing. Why do you think everybody comes here? Because it's free. Free opportunities to grow and make income and live life in grandeur. This country is awesome. And we, the people, will have our day in court. We will.
Okay, now, I want to pivot a little bit. We all know what's going on in Maui, in Hawaii. There's about 1,000 people missing, and I think 106 people is pronounced dead, maybe more since this morning.
Yeah.
And over 1,000 missing. It's very tragic. We don't know for sure how it started, but there's a lot of strange things going on. There's a video of a lightning strike, it appears to be a lightning strike, that's too strange to be. They look like more of an energy strike.
It looks like War of the Worlds.
Worlds, right.
It looks like War of the Worlds, where it was dusted.
Yes, that video. And then you got right near... on one side of the area of Maui, where everything was destroyed, and then inches from that place, Oprah Winfrey, her place is clean, is fine, it never was touched. And then on the other side, Obama's place is clean, it hasn't been touched. So
it went right up the middle.
Yeah, which is kind of weird.
You can't control wind.
This whole thing, there's a lot of different, a lot of conspiracy theories. Most of the people I talked to today, and I've listened to about 1,000 that mentioned Maui, they all believe that it was not Mother Nature or lightning. They believe it was man-made. Some believe it was the arson. Some people with some other reason or government. Or maybe government could something happen with the government. Then you got Biden, who's supposed to be, I feel, the pain type of thing, almost like Clinton. Biden was sitting on the beach, not doing much. When he's questioned about it, he said no comment. They put a lot of pressure. You heard that Trump is scheduling into going into Hawaii to help out. So the next thing you know, yesterday, he announced that him and Jill are going to Hawaii.
How much is he giving each person?
$700.
$700.
He's giving each person in Maui $700. By the way, just to give you a comparison, it's costing each taxpayer $900 a person to support and supply military and arms to Ukraine. Every American is paying to the team $900.
They need to have tents and cots and clothing.
You got tropical systems to go by right now. That's
everything. Okay, they got nowhere. Mm-hmm. They're like homeless. They're with. Okay.
You know what else? This is kind of.
Did the hotels open up?
No, Ireland. Most of that island is destroyed, except for two or three areas. Maui.
Did cruise ships come in and take them on?
I don't know. They're still looking for people. The military's there. It's now a military operation. They're going to try and find these people. I know from a client that Habitat for Humanity is going to be coming into there because we're working on a script for that.
Do you think somebody arsoned and it's a distraction?
It could be.
The fire department
A
specialty fireman can know how the fire started.
I'm sure they do, but they're still trying to put some of it out, so it's a little bit hard. But they got the military there. They're using helicopters and other helicopters to dump water on this stuff. And it's an ongoing stuff.
Is there a volcano there on Maui?
No, not that one. It's a different island.
Okay.
So yeah, Hawaiian Island is the most.
Has that been totaled? Maui totaled except for Obama and Oprah?
No, almost, but most of it. There's a lot of it gone. But, you know, to go back to some weather,
Has Obama or Oprah offered for people to come on their land so they can help them?
Not that I know of right now.
But they don't really care.
They pretend they do.
He's a cunt and he's a prick. They both are slugs. And it's not racist. It's called being a good Samaritan, fools. Scum.
But anyway, no one else?
They forgot where they came from. They came from nothing, and they're still nothing. Because it's just things. Things don't make you a person. You know that, right?
Right.
Being a human being is from the heart. It's soul. And it's goodness. And these two assholes have nothing. Nothing. They're nothing. And they can sweet talk you and crocodile tear and whatever else they do. They're still nothing. It's all yours.
I'm going to tell you, oh, by the way, there's a tropical storm called Hillary, just to let you know, that's formed today.
Boy.
And Hillary is scheduled to become a Category 3 hurricane as it goes up the coast of Mexico towards California and make inland somewhere around New Mexico, California area as a tropical system. And people like in Arizona, in New Mexico, and California are going to get a tropical system by Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. And that's kind of, you know, you get every once in a while you get the one off the coast of California, and it'd be great surfing. That's where Surfing USA came from. But it's very unusual to get a tropical system going up to Phoenix and Mesa and all that other people. Well, they're going to be paying for it this time around. And starting sometime Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. So we'll see what that is. It'll be turning about fair play because usually we get it. We're getting some rain and stuff, but we got nothing coming right now. There is a tropical system made to form in the Gulf, but that may be moving towards Mexico. And there's two that's off the coast. That one a little bit just came off the coast of Africa. The other one a little farther in the Atlantic. Both of them, one might be a fish storm. The other one may be heading up into the Middle Atlantic or the Northeast come sometime next week or the week after. So
we just get rain every day.
Yeah, we just get rain every day. Biden crime family, you know, Biden receiving over $50 million. We call, and Trump is right. I urge everybody to go to True Social and watch Trump's video. His last couple videos. He picked up what we were talking about, the Manchurian candidate. Biden received about $30 million from China, CCP, and counting.
Obama's the Manchurian candidate. Sorry.
Well, anyway, those is those, well, Biden's Biden was sitting at the beach with an oligarch out of Romania. Oligarch.
He's a criminal.
Yeah.
He's a money hungry criminal.
They're doing that. There's stuff coming down the next few days and weeks. But this stuff coming down, I can't break all the stuff that's going to happen Monday, but I guarantee you.
Audit the facts.
There is.
Audit
talking about
Schumer,
that, the
Pelosi.
Hunter Biden's attorneys was claiming that the feds had an agreement to give him amnesty based on the ritual stuff. The Department of Justice said no way, no how, anything. All the deals that we have, it's been eliminated. They basically told on the side from our inside sources say we have been exposed. We cannot do you anything. We're not going to go to prison or to be executed for treason on your behalf. You are. And so there is no, they're not getting any protection from a lot of the people at the DOJ. They know that Garland's being arrested for treason and executed soon. They know that the FBI is being cleaned out and others. So for treason and trialed and executed, you know, if they're part of it. And they know that Biden eventually will be arrested and trial and then for treason and then execute. That's the penalty. By the way, that's no threat to anybody. That's a fact. If you get found guilty of treason, it can't be executed for the crime. The Rosenbergs were famous for that.
Cheaper. Just line them up, walk them up the stairs, put the rope around their neck, and pull it out and let them hang. Fast. And just dump them into a grave, or have them. What's the other thing you do to them? Where you char them?
Yeah, it's electrocuted. Electric chair.
No.
Gas.
No, they're dead already. And then you, oh, cremate.
Cremate them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, also, Mark Meadows filed, his attorneys have filed in the federal court saying it's the wrong jurisdiction. We'll get a report in a couple of days on that. It is the wrong jurisdiction.
What do you think will happen? The judge will take it?
The judge already took it. He's receiving it. He received it.
We're
waiting for the result of it.
I can't wait for her to go, judge.
You cannot. First of all, she's wrong. If you go brief, first of all, she's a state. She's the DA of Fulton County. She's not a federal thing.
Federal election. It's not local. She cannot go.
She also went after. She went after
state to state to mingle it into her state. That's a violation of commerce. That's federal. Ding that.
Anyway, she screwed up the First Amendment. She screwed up of the right. First of all, by the way, Jack Smith violated First Amendment rights too.
She nullified her case by releasing it at 1 o'clock p.m. That was even before
the grand jury came down.
You can't do that.
It's the whole thing's a fraud.
I need an attorney.
It's crazy.
She's fundraising. How'd she become a DA? Go working her way up, doing blowjobs like Kamala.
Yeah, I guess. There's a book out called Liberalism is a Sin by Father Felix Sardi E. Savani, translated by Condi B. Palin, PhD.
Can we play a song?
Yeah. What do you want to play?
What song would be so apropos? The song, Together. What's the name?
Coming Together?
No.
Coming to America?
No.
Are You Tiger? Get Together?
No. Yeah.
Get Together?
Yeah. Get Together.
There you go.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why.
Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
Fighting for freedom, because like Trump says, they're not just coming after him, they're coming after us. When they get and that's it. Remember, he's one man, but they want to take over the whole country. This is what the cabal is. This is what the deep state is. This is what communism is. Do you really want to be controlled by the government? Tell you how much you want to make, how much you're going to do. If you say something wrong, they'll put you in jail. If you type in something wrong, they'll put you in jail. If you watch the wrong programs, they put you in jail. Would you believe, Brandy?
To watch a program, you go to jail.
Brandy Willis, this is how much of an asshole she is. She says she's a dying people because
Because I still say that underneath whatever that is a man.
That person is a messed up individual, but she's owned by the Communist Party. Black Panther's a communist. Yep. Father's a communist. Obama's a communist. Biden's a communist.
Yep.
They want to take care of everything. They want to get rid of everyone. And they're trying, they can't beat them legitimately, so they're trying to get rid of all the opposition. You know.
Make them, that's right. And that's what Obama did when he ran for Senate, remember?
Yeah.
In Illinois. But nobody's going to leave the race.
No one's going to leave the race. Some people say that Trump is not going to do on the 23rd. Which is a week from today, is the debate.
He shouldn't do the debate. He doesn't need to.
He might do it anyway.
They all insult him. They're all in.
Yeah, but that's okay. See,
the
wife, that's okay. The wife, that's okay because she's a counterpuncher. You know, Trump had gone through this before. He knows how to handle himself. They could come at him left and right. And it will sharpen him up for whoever.
You know what? If they go after him, that means that they're not for the Constitution.
Right.
That means that they're communist.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest bully there is Pence. He's fucked up.
Chris Christie.
And Marshmallow Boy. You know, Stay Puft?
Yeah.
Marshmallow Boy?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Ah.
You know, all the ages, now, one of the ways, like we start early in the show, one of the ways to really go and start going after, usually what Fannie Willis and others are saying, go after everyone else. All the AGs, the GOPs, AGs, and all that stuff, start arresting.
I got a question.
You don't have to wait till Monday. Start tonight.
People,
start now. Arrest them all. Based
absolutely.
On that.
All those people that are running against Trump on the Republican ticket, how many of them are attorneys?
I don't know. You know, I know Chris Christie was an attorney. I don't know.
Ron DeSantis. Mike
DeSantis was
attorney.
A Jag. DeSantis was because he's Jag.
Right.
But DeSantis
so
already said DeSantis actually came out against Fannie and the others. So see, he didn't attack Trump. He just said that all he said. Well, he didn't even say he should drop out. All he said was that that what they're doing to him could be doing to others. So we got it's wrong. And so, and he said that he will fire all the he will destroy the FBI and the DOJ and reform it. That's similar to what Trump said. That's what Vivek said. That's what the guy that does the commercials, the car guy, said. There's a bunch of them.
How about Asa Buchanan, whatever his name is?
Asa Hutchinson, he's an Indian.
Oh.
And Chris Christie's an Indian. Yeah, and Phil Perry, double one. And Mike Pence is a traitor. He should be. Mike Pence is a traitor.
I called him the Stay Puft.
Yeah.
I'm too much. Okay, wrong guy. You know, I see him being a s'more. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. How about Haley? What's her name? Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley. Yes, she's also one. You know.
One of what?
She's also a lawyer. She knows how to handle, but she didn't do anything yet. So,
yeah.
So that's a big thing there. It's crazy.
What did Bobby Kennedy say? He come out with anything?
Yeah, he also said the same thing.
What did he say?
He's protecting Trump.
Because
they know they could come after him.
That's a good man. That's who I want to see the Democrat ticket. That's who I want to see. I want to see Bobby Kennedy.
Yeah, okay. This is from Trump. This is from Trump. A large, complex, detailed, but irrefutable report on the presidential election fraud, which took place in Georgia, is almost complete, and we will present it by me at a major news conference at 11 a.m. on Monday. This is what I'm talking about. This is from Trump, because he heard our stuff on Monday of next week at Bedminster, New Jersey. Based on the results, this conclusive report, all charges should be dropped against me and others. There will be a complete exoneration. They never went after those that rigged the election. They only went after those that fought to find the riggers. We have it all. They're going to jail. We can sign the arrest warrants and stuff right away, and that includes everyone, including Fannie Willis. And we're going to make sure she pays the ultimate price. Same thing with the sheriff department over there, and anyone else that's criminally liable will be arrested, face trial as treason. And we're going to continue to go down. The American people had enough of this stuff. The American people knows that this is wrong. And the American people want results. That's why the Constitution of the United States allows us, the American people, if the government gets too big for the bridges under the Constitution, we have a right to change it. There was supposed to be checks and balances. Three separate but equal branches of government. You got the executive branch, which executes the laws that's done put in by the legislature branch, and the judicial branch is to make sure that everything is within the guidelines of the Constitution, nothing in between or anything like that. And right now, these people are exceeding the power and become a dictatorship. Under the founding principles of the founding fathers, we have the right to change that government based on the Constitution. It's in it. Read it. Learn it. Love it. And we will be doing that. And the American people, they are fed up. I've talked to thousands of people, and every day it's the same thing. And it doesn't matter the campaign. I'm not giving it to you. I'm giving it to Trump because I know he's going to win this, and we got to fight. We got to stand up and be counted. This is what's happening across the board. I don't care who it is or what it is. And that's a big thing. And that's something that's being heard around the world. The American people are smart. They're not stupid, even though every single Democrat thinks that. By the way, where is S-204? S-204 is a bill that was passed the House back in January to protect the babies that were born, that survived the botched abortion, that left dying on the train.
They want to kill them.
Right.
It is a murder. Okay.
That is the thing,
okay,
is the Senate refuses.
I would like to say to everyone, stay tuned to what's going on in the country, you know, Looney Tooneyville. And when the truth has something to report, we will let you know, because there are people listening to us. They seem to be intimidated by us.
Yeah, but one
good.
Of the people
so
that was
doing,
named.
We're doing our job.
Yeah.
We're exposing the corruption.
Yeah.
This is
one
Scarlet
of the people
Butler
that the left do not like us to listen to us. And we've been named on
that's
that.
That's too bad. I love us, and so do our listeners, because we are MAGA. We are American greatness. We are about telling the truth and exposing the truth. And if anybody has a hard time with the way I verbally express it, you'll get over it. This is Scarlet Butler saying, everybody, have a great week. And I will be back on Sunday with more information to express. God bless America. God bless everyone. Bye.
Also, before, I'd like to thank the people in the chat, people listening to us all over the world coming on the app. You know, I want to tell you, we are the truth. It's out there, voice of the people. We are the voice of the people. We are the truth. And you can catch us on Block Talk Radio, the truth is out there, voice of the people, Media Network, every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m., every Sunday evening at 7 p.m., call the number is 515-602-9657. We have a Block Talk. We have the actual the podcast. We're on a few days a week. The Truth is Out There, Voice of the People podcast. Gets out on every different areas, from Truth Social to Ramble to Rumble to everything you name it. Locals. We're in Locals now. You catch us on Space. On X, or it just used to be Twitter, we've been doing some little space ads, little excerpts to gear up and do, and we'll continue to work on that. So, what I started to say before the end of the show, I want to get everybody to call your senator to get the bill S-204 to save these babies that are still alive after they botch up abortion. They have the right to live just like everyone else. But these Democrat senators who support infanticide or killing babies, they don't want this on the floor for a vote because it puts them on record for supporting infanticide. But if you call the senators, you put pressure on it, it will help save those babies' lives. Because Democrats, they hate life. They hate you. They hate everyone. They hate this country. They hate the flag. They are communists. And they are afraid, scared shitless of Trump and all the MAGA people. MAGA, one thing we got to let you go, let everybody go before we say goodnight. A little bit. MAGA. Make America great again. Make you great again. Make me great again. Make everyone great again. What is wrong with that? Democrats support failure, losers and thugs and criminals and low license and all that stuff. They have no values or morals and respect of others. They only care about killing people, destroying people's lives, and doing everything underhanded and criminal activities. They can't. They don't know what a fair election is if they see it was a bit in the head. So that's the big thing there. So tune in on Sunday at 7 p.m. on Block Talk Radio. The truth is out there, voice of the people. Listen to us on our podcast, The Truth is Out There, Voice of People podcast. Check us out on Locals. Check us out on Truth Social. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter, which is X, Spaces, and other things, because we're all over. We're in 130-plus nations worldwide. I want to say thank you for listening to us. God bless you all, and we'll see you again on Sunday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the